issue is that the folks we bring in from the medical schools and the sheer number of them are critical to us in providing care, need to have access to certain information about the patients they see for two reasons. One is that they're frequently working at multiple hospitals during a day, and they need to be able to discuss a patient, if necessary, from outside of our facility with someone who's providing that patient care. And the second thing is that for professional reasons, for their certifications, they need to be able to track what roles they played, for example, in a surgery, so that when they go for their board certifications, they've got a full set of documentation of what they've done. We have in the we provide tools for that at the VA, but what's becoming clear to us is that in today's very mobile world, our tools aren't exactly what our doctors need. You'll find a write-up in there about how this came to light. I would point out these things about the use of the external websites. The first is that in every incident, in every instance we've been able to find at this point, they are password protected. We're looking at the information that is stored on each of them for you know, for whether or not there's any privacy issue. And frankly, I think on a bigger scale, we're also looking at VA policies and guidance. One of the things we have found is that one or more of these sites actually has achieved FSMA review and FSMA approval. And it may well be that in a significant policy change, that we may decide that the use of those external websites to allow access to certain information that these doctors have to have, is we may decide to approve that under certain fairly tight policies and guidelines. It would be a big change for the VA. And it's something that we're going to have to look at from a due diligence and a deliberation standpoint. But our primary focus has to be on patient care. And we're finding that this probably has a positive impact on patient care, and that it's going to cause us to rethink our very, very strict guidelines from the past about where information could be stored. You know, I'm telling you kind of early thinking on this one. I am not announcing any policy changes right now, but it's a good example of having to wrestle with some pretty tough issues related to that balance between patient care and information protection. And I think we can find a good path through on this one.